So this audio is a little bit more about the court cards in the Rider-Waite Tarot. And I'm going to be reading excerpts from my book, Tarot, A Life Guided by the Cards. I will leave out certain bits just to make it an easier read. Basically, this book, it is a how-to book about the tarot, but I also use my life as an illustration of the cards. So I do various spreads and share insights about my life as well. So really, the last podcast was about the four suits, and this is really about the court cards. So starting off with the ranks, but I need to point out here, and I've pointed out this very clearly in the deck as well, I'm using he and she as an arbitrary measure of gender. I do feel that any one of the court cards can be any gender or any age, okay? So the page represents a person who is excited, optimistic, enthusiastic and energetic at the very start of a new project, idea or program of study. There is a lack of experience that allows a curiosity, an innocence and a naivety. The page represents the seed of an idea when all is hope and trust. A page will have a youthfulness, a curiosity and a natural enthusiasm about them. They often get totally caught in the moment. And in italics, because there's this concept in the book that I'm almost commenting back on myself, I strongly identify with the pages, especially the page of wands. The knight is testing his skills and ideas in the wider world. There is a single-mindedness about reaching his goal. This is someone on a quest. The knight has passion, idealism, ambition, dedication and a restless energy and combines confidence and determination to head towards his goal. A knight will make his focus his primary goal, the most important thing in his life. What that focus is will depend on the suit, the question asked, and the surrounding cards. The Queen is illustrating personal mastery of the suit. She shows a depth of understanding, awareness, and independence. She uses her suit for creativity, communication, teaching, and persuasion. There is a calm, reflective, stable energy here. The Queen is the fullest expression of the suit. She is ruled by her suit. As a consort, she has the luxury of freedom to focus on herself. A queen is often about focus on self. The Queen of Wands is about self-confidence. The Queen of Cups about being selfish, often much needed. The Queen of Swords about speaking her truth. And the Queen of Pentacles about how relationships are affecting her. Again, in italics, a more personal reflection. As I monitor my personal journey from full-time mother and wife to self-employed single mother, the queens in my personal readings have changed. The week I left my husband, I was in Denmark and I did a reflection spread for myself. I was really surprised to see all four queens there. Over the months, I have seen a dance between the Queen of Pentacles, very much wife and mother energy, and the Queen of Swords, often representing a single or divorced woman. Lately, the Queen of Wands has been my dominant queen, asking me to step into my power and confidence. The Queen of Cups crops up now and then, reminding me to think about self-care and reflect on my emotions and carve out a little selfish time for myself. The Kings. A king has a social responsibility. He can use his suit, contain and control it to help others or to achieve his goal. He is authoritative, mature, responsible and loyal. The king is never ruled by his suit, but has integrated it into his personality and uses it to his advantage and for the advantage of others. The king is about focus on others and the need to be responsible for others. Look at the Rider-Waite deck to see how he sits on his throne. The King of Wands and Cups are less keen on this role, but the King of Pentacles and Swords are very comfortable indeed. Understanding the four suits and the four ranks is the clearest way to understanding the court cards. Let's look at the ranks as they might relate to the journey of learning tarot. The page, the deck has arrived, and my book and shiny new journal. I leaf through the cards so excited by the possibilities. I'm going to keep my tarot journal every day. The pictures are so beautiful. I'm in love with the deck already. The knight. Right. Can I read for you? No, don't say a word. I really want to see if I can do this. I am ready to test my skill. The queens. I am using the cards to understand myself, to guide my plans and understand my life. They are my trusted friend now. I may well read for others for the sheer joy of sharing tarot. Kings. I am committed to using the tarot to help others. It's an important part of my life and of my service to others, whether as a charging professional or not. So getting to know the court cards a little bit more. To really understand a court card, you need to understand that card in relation to the other cards in the court's suit and the rank. So let me illustrate each of the ranks a little more. It helps to place the court cards into real life situations, to bring them to life as it were. As we explore the court cards, remember that we are all a blend of many and often all of them. You may well be the King of Swords at work, the Queen of Pentacles with your partner, the King of Cups with your children, the Page of Swords with your parents and the Page of Wands with your friends. We are all multifaceted. So, let's imagine the pages take you on a date. The Page of Wands takes you skydiving, or to an astronomy evening, or to explore modern art at a London gallery. Whatever passion captivates this page is how he will want to spend his time with you. Though he may change his mind on the way there if something else seems to draw him. His enthusiasm is contagious. Maybe you thought modern art was boring, but with the way he pulls you from painting to painting, eager to share his passion, before long you have forgotten yourself and are having an amazing time. The Page of Cups. Expect romance. Every small detail perfect. The entire date will feel like a theatre production, with the wine matching the food, the music, the food, and even his clothes. You might begin to wonder if this is a first date or a marriage proposal, given the sheer force of emotion involved. Whatever this page does, he does it with complete commitment. If you are the doubting type, you may wonder if he is in love with you or with the idea of romantic love itself. Still, with the evening so delightfully put together, it's hard not to get swept away. Page of Swords. Expect to be exhausted. This page is great company. He may take you to the theatre, an exhibition, or simply somewhere to talk. He is witty, charming, very intelligent. So why do you feel so exhausted? Because he answers your every question about him with a question about you. It can feel like getting caught in a spider's web as you try to feel your way into making an emotional connection with this page, or just finding out any damn thing about him. The Page of Pentacles. You are in for a treat. Notice that golden sky. There is a magic to the suit of pentacles. The Page of Pentacles pays attention to details, and on this date, the detail is you. Not the romance like with the Page of Cups, but you. If you've mentioned you like Thai food, expect to go to a Thai restaurant. If you've ever indicated that you fancy the new bar in town, this is where you will go. This page will make you feel as if you are at the centre of his world, but in a gently held and respectful way. The knights decorate the living room. Which one is you? The Knight of Wands. It will be done in a couple of hours flat. I wake up and decide to decorate. I find a few paint tins in the garage and mix them together to make the tone light enough for the lounge. I then spend an hour looking for the paintbrush. I only find one and it's quite small, but it will do. Speed is achieved by painting around large objects where I can. Dodgy areas are covered by rearranging pictures. 2 hours later, job done. Not perfect. But done. Time for a cuppa. And I have to be honest, this is me. the Knight of Cups. The whole room has to be centred around the peacock vase I found in the flea market on holiday last year. I want hand-blended paint in the exact shade of green. I am saving up for the sofa that has precisely the same teal swirls as the vase, and I'm spending every weekend sourcing the perfect pieces that I need for my lounge. The project is likely to take several years, but I need my lounge to feel right and look gorgeous, and something this good cannot be rushed. It will probably never actually be finished, but I will love every moment of creating it. The Knight of Swords. I've scheduled the decoration for next Saturday. I intend to get the room finished in time to go out for the evening, and I have set a budget carefully worked out. The room is decorated exactly as planned. I'm at the DIY store after work the night before. My alarm clock is set, and I start methodically preparing and decorating at 6 a.m. on Saturday. Probably don't allow enough time, so I don't get to eat or shower before going out, but the room is done to a good enough standard, exactly as I planned it would be. Although actually I'm a bit shaky, as I didn't stop for any breaks or eat or drink. The Knight of Pentacles. Preparation is key. I like to start with several tester pots. It's important to try and paint the air, to try the paint in both the brighter and darker areas of the room to get a real feel for the colour. I spend a full day preparing, moving the furniture into the centre of the room, covering with dust sheets, washing the walls, using masking tape to make sure the edges can be neat. The painting takes a full day too. If it's worth doing, then it's worth doing well. When I'm quite content, I will start to move the furniture back. I like comfort and beauty, but more than anything, I like to take my time in ensuring everything is ready. I would like a new sofa, so I'm researching different brands, and I have several fabric swatches to get a feel for which is the most suitable for my new lounge. I may take longer, but damn, I do a good job. Let's imagine you've had an argument with your partner, and you turn to each of the queens for comfort and to ask them for a lift the next day. The Queen of Wands. You pop around to her flat, but she's heading out for the evening. Against your better judgment, you borrow some of her clothes, have a cocktail and join her. Wherever she goes, she attracts attention. It's not her looks. Rather, it's her energy, her vivaciousness. I can't say that. Her sheer lust for life. She listens as you talk about your argument, then pulls you onto the dance floor, and before you know it, you are just having fun. You make for home exhausted, possibly hungover, but you were lifted out of your life and had a great evening. The next day she rings, "I am so sorry, I really meant to give you that lift, but you really won't believe where I'm headed. The opportunity came up and I just had to take it." Queen of Cups. She's a natural empath, an intuitive counsellor. As you tell her about your problems, she sits opposite you, totally engaging with you. Her body language mirrors yours, and she asks gentle questions to lead you more deeply into your feelings. She cries when you cry, connecting deeply with your feelings, reflecting yourself back at you. You head home exhausted. You feel as if no inch of your soul was left untouched, yet validated, listened to, understood. You end up taking a taxi the next morning. She texts just before you need to leave, "I am coming, honestly. I just can't seem to find my keys. And I definitely set my alarm. It's just that I had it switched to silent." The Queen of Swords. You start to tell the tale of your argument, tears running down your cheeks as you remember how hurtful your partner was. This queen tells it like it is. "Well, you'd have made me angry if you said that to me. I suggest you phone them and apologise." After feeling a little offended, you realise that perhaps she's right. You ask her for a lift the next day and she responds, "No, I can't give you a lift tomorrow as I'm working." That's the joy of the Queen of Swords. When she says yes, she means it. But she will often say no. You head home, apologise to your partner, and feel as if your life has been untangled by this honest queen. The Queen of Pentacles. She's busy in her kitchen, and as you sit down, life carries on around you. She does listen with a regular, and makes you tea, opens biscuits, busies herself. You settle into a bottle of wine, comfortable, chatting about this and that, touching on your argument and also putting the world to rights and planning the next get-together. You ask her for a lift the next day and her face lights up. She's delighted to help. She's there in plenty of time with sandwiches and a good book for your journey. You feel nurtured, comforted and in quite a good place. Obviously, I've exaggerated here, but you'd be surprised, not by that much. I can remember some years ago I forgot to pay my website fees. I rang my Queen of Cups friend. Oh, Mandy, that's awful. Oh my God, you must feel terrible. Something clicked. This wasn't helping. I rang my Queen of Swords friend. So why are you phoning me? Pay the fee and your website will be back up straight away. Bingo. I put the phone down and paid. Let's imagine you have a role becoming available at work. Team manager of an advertising team. The kings take charge, as they usually do. How would each of them handle this? The King of Wands. Are you kidding me? Organise and manage the team? Why the hell would I want to do that? I'm used to flexible working hours and being in the flow of my own creativity. This is a king who does not want responsibility or commitment. Do watch out for him in relationship readings. Notice how he's edging off his seat, eager to get on with whatever catches his enthusiasm, not keen to be a team player. The King of Wands will manage his team in as hands-off a manner as he possibly can, and will likely delegate all of the management tasks to others. He will probably make a success of this nonetheless, because he is so damn charismatic and visionary, he will inspire people to step into their power. Then in italics, a more personal reflection, this king is probably most like me. My excitement about tarot and shamanic work, my utter focus and dedication, the Page of Wands, mean that writing and teaching are natural ways for me to further deepen my understanding. The King of Cups. Well, if you really think it's needed, then I'm happy to do what is best for the team. Like the King of Wands, the King of Cups would rather be in the creative flow than managing people. Notice how his toe gently reaches out to the water. Unlike the King of Wands, he's a team player, and he will put others' needs before his own. He will be an excellent team leader, attentive to everyone's needs and drawing the best out of each team member. It's likely he will work overtime to ensure he still has some time to do some creative work, probably to the point of burnout and exhaustion. The King of Swords. You've picked the right person for the job. It's a huge responsibility, but I'm determined to make this work. A brilliant manager. He tries to see both sides to every decision, conflict and issue. Notice how his sword is slightly to one side. He's logical, compassionate, emotionally intelligent and has excellent boundaries. He's looking to be a success and understands that for the team to be successful, everyone needs the right opportunities and the right support. The downside is that he might use his emotional intelligence and his fierce communication skills to manipulate his team, to work them a little harder than feels right. He does have a ruthless side and a desire to excel in everything. The King of Pentacles. Excellent. What are the perks, benefits, pay increase and bonus? A little tongue-in-cheek, but the Suit of Pentacles is about money, wealth, abundance and enjoying these things. So even if he doesn't say it, he will be thinking it. He will be an excellent team manager. He has an eye on the profit margin and ensures everyone enjoys their work. A happy team is a productive team. He will work hard, delegate well, and create a team spirit. There may at times be a little too much focus on long lunches with clients, and his expenses bill may be on the high side, but the team spirits and profits are high, so forgive this king his personal indulgence. So just, I'm going to finish with a couple of pointers about reading court cards. So reading court cards, some key pointers. Where is the symbol of their suit and how are they interacting with it? Can you see all of the symbol? Are they led by it, supported by it, in control of it? If it's a knight, look at the horse. The relationship between the knight and the horse is very telling. If it's a king or queen, look at the throne. Look at the body language, the face and the clothing. Look at the background. If there is more than one court card in a reading, would they complement each other, work well together? Always look at the court cards, indeed every card in a reading. They have pictures to help you. Does the card represent you, another person, or an event or energy? This is a very common question and there is no simple answer. The joy of tarot is in its subtle nuances. To answer this question, you need to consider your initial question, the place of the court card within the spread, the narrative created by all the cards together, and your intuition. I always presume at first that the card refers to my client or me, if reading for myself, and then go on to alter that presumption based on the points above. When you read for yourself or another person regularly, the cards may well come to represent specific people in your life, which can add a whole new level of learning the court cards. So I will be sharing another of these podcasts soon. They are excerpts from my book, Tarot, A Life Guided by the Cards. You can buy it as a book online from Amazon, or I think most online stores. You can buy it as an ebook from Amazon if you love your Kindle, as I have to be honest, I love my Kindle. The ebook's great because it has an interactive index so that you can just click on any of the cards and it will take you straight to that page, which is really useful. And you can buy it direct from me from my website. If it's abroad, I'm really sorry, I have to charge for the postage, so it will be cheaper to buy it via Amazon if you are outside of the UK. But if you do buy from me, I am really happy to sign the book, to add a dedication if you would like. And I just add just a tiny little bag of some things that I think are really magical as well. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and do look out. I'm going to be sharing a Rune Lore podcast next, and then another tarot one after that.